So, Bob, you may be the one who would answer this question. Do you know why the home in New Hampshire was called Fay Fount?
Yes. There's a brook that comes down from the mountain across the street from the house, and that it comes into a pool at Fay Fount, and it never freezes. It's such a fast-moving stream. It never freezes. And so it's a fairy fountain keeping it free of flow. And it's a good water. It's a good flow of water that flows down there.
Well, that solves a mystery for me then, because I wondered if perhaps Dr. Cushman named it, but it sounds like...
No, that carried the name before they bought it. Mm-hmm. I think they bought it in the early 40s. And he used it as a summer laboratory. They would move up. Frieda and I used to go up and open it up in early spring and then close it down in late fall. And they would come up. This was because beforehand, they used to go up to Dolly Copp Campground, which is way up in that same area. Mm-hmm. And he would move an entire laboratory up. They had a huge tent, many rooms in it, and they had you've seen Mrs. Gilbert, Pauline Gilbert. She was the housekeeper after an earlier one, and she would go up as cook and so forth, and they would maintain the laboratory up there, and he would go off in the early mornings, go fishing and hiking, and came back that by 8 o'clock he was working. So he never took a vacation, and in almost all the time he was there, he never took a vacation. And I believe at the end of when he died, the government paid him several years of both sick leave and vacation leave that he never took.
No, I didn't.
Into his estate, and but he. He would move the laboratory up. The Fay Fount had a very nice large area down in the basement that he could use as a laboratory. And the upper of the house, there were probably 5 or 6, 7 bedrooms. I don't know. It was immense.
Mm-hmm.
And because he would bring his students up, a lot of the students would come up too. And he always had the people. Now, they had an earlier, when his first wife died, leaving him with my dad at 6 years old, Alice at 4 years old, and Ruth at 6 months, I believe it was. And he got a woman from Maine, Mrs. Trustworthy, known then as Tui by all of us. And she lived up until in the mid-30s, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And she was housekeeper, homemaker, and so forth, because Frieda was not a very good housekeeper in that sense. She was a very good hostess, but not a good homemaker, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pauline Gilbert came in after Tui died, and she lived, I don't remember, I don't remember when she died, but
I think she survived him.
I would say so, probably.
Because I knew her, so yes, she would have lived past him.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I was interested in seeing them because I couldn't identify Tui or Pauline as much until you had a picture that identified them, and then I could then get to who they were.
Mm-hmm. Tell me. There was also a name for the Cushman home in Sharon. Do you recall what that
Rob
was?
Rob Rulli.
Yes, and why?
Meaning from, Rob is from Robert, which was my dad. Rue is from Ruth, and Lee is from Alice.
No kidding. Okay.
Okay.
Eleanor, Alice, Eleanor, Ellie, Leah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.